On January 18th, 1919, in Paris, France, some of the most powerful people in the world met to begin the long, complicated negotiation that would officially mark the end of the First World War. In the US, Bernie Sanders, you know, the individual that never had a real job, he made his money by lying to idealists from the left, just mentioned, Sanders did, that he is open to supporting primary challengers against Manchin and Sinema. It appears centrist politicians are not liked by Bernie, even in his own party. That's the mentality of a fanatic. If you're not with me, you are against me, in simple terms. French media devoted most of their coverage to the far right, study finds. Of course they do. It brings them millions of dollars revenue to provide a platform to the circus. And then they get years to complain about it, presenting themselves as liberators of democracy. The US media did the same with Trump. In my estimation, behind closed doors, they're probably hoping that he runs again. Everywhere is the same thing. They're after one thing, the money. The days of the past when it was supposed to be a calling to be a reporter, to serve the public, are over. From Euronews, Russia is moving troops west into Belarus for war games, officials say, as the United States issued stark warning that Putin's troops could invade Ukraine at any point. That doesn't surprise me. That's what a lot of dictators do when they have issues in their own country. They give their people an enemy, an outside so-called threat. Toronto's two biggest school boards will reopen for in-person learning tomorrow, following a massive winter storm that kept this building closed for an additional 2 days. Let's wish all the students in the province a great first day back to school. Thank you.